you've got an idea of what a business convention is like, a bunch of booths in an exhibit hall, people with badges and lanyards making small talk. It's always more interesting to industry insiders than anyone else. But the Cannabis World Congress and Business Exposition might be an exception. Legal recreational pot is still controversial, but that isn't stopping businesses from coming up with all kinds of ways to deliver marijuana to consumers, especially the ingredient CBD, a supposedly non-psychoactive extract of cannabis. Reporter Alina Simone has been hearing from some of the exhibitors and joins me now in New York. Alina, describe the scene. I mean, what is a business convention for pot look like?
Right now, it looks like lots of CBD products infusing everything from gummy bears to whiskey to most of the attendees by the end of the day. A lot of lawyers on the expo floor and some marijuana adjacent businesses trying to get in on the action. You know, deep tissue massage chair companies and companies selling pastry ingredients for use in edibles.
Now, there's a bit of an irony here because of the legal status of cannabis in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. So recreational marijuana is not legal in New York, and that definitely created the need for some workarounds for the attendees. So there was a microscope company whose product is meant to show if there's fungus or pests on marijuana leaves, and they couldn't demonstrate it. They had to play a video of what would be under the microscope because they couldn't have any marijuana there. The problem is actually a lot more complicated at the global level. For example, there was a company there from China. They weren't actually able to test their marijuana grow lights on actual marijuana in China because it's totally illegal in China. So they had to ship their lights to California and test their lamps there and then send the data back to China to adjust their lamps.
You've mentioned CBD being a big player at this conference. It's interesting because today the Food and Drug Administration is holding its first public hearing on CBD, as it's known. I mean, they're trying to gather information about it from doctors and consumers. Did you hear any concern at the convention that CBD could end up being regulated or restricted?
I heard nothing but pure enthusiasm for CBD products. And there were some really big companies there, really big players in the market. And no, I think it's just full speed ahead as far as they're concerned.
There's been heated debate about making sure the benefits of the marijuana trade, what's being described in some ways as a gold rush, that it include communities of color, especially African Americans. Was that something you saw addressed at the expo?
Yes, not as much as maybe one would hope, but there was a group there called Minorities for Medical Marijuana, dedicated to helping people of color access the cannabis industry at this early stage. They're active in the U.S. and in Toronto and in Jamaica. And I had a really interesting conversation with the founder, Roz McCarthy, about the role of Jamaicans and Jamaican culture in popularizing marijuana and how people there haven't really benefited from this huge rush of investment.
You know, you have these wonderful Rastafarians who told us many years ago about just the medical use of cannabis and how it helped and how it was a part of their spiritual ritual. And so now you're starting to see the commercialization of it, but they're being left behind because they don't have the business acumen in order to compete in a global market.
So pure Jamaican gold marijuana, you know, it's like a stamp of quality, and that's monetizable. And companies, for example, in Canada, where marijuana is now legal at the federal level, have partnered with groups in Jamaica in order to cash in on this branding that Jamaicans have sort of inadvertently been involved in for decades.
Alina, what was the most striking product you saw at the expo?
That would have to be Cannabis on the Go, a marijuana vending machine developed by a company called Fast Corp. And until recently, Fast Corp had mostly been selling ice cream and frozen desserts in its vending machine. But recently, the CEO, Brian Weinstein, explained that...
And now we've adapted the technology to the cannabis industry.
By partnering with a software company that provides age verification via app, they hope to start selling marijuana in places where it's legal.
So what kinds of things in the future do you think might be for sale in a cannabis vending machine?
Oh, anything from flour to edibles, anything that you can think of. Oils.
Like joints?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which means your next pot dealer might actually be a robot.
Alina Simone in New York. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carol.